You go to file now.
Hello, everyone out there, and welcome to the 23rd minute of the Blade Runner Minute podcast. I am Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And today's minute... Do I sound NPR enough right now or no? The minute starts with Mr. Deckard and Dr. Tyrell. Is it Dr. Tyrell or Mr. Tyrell?
I don't know.
Is it Dr. Eldon Tyrell or Mr. Eldon Tyrell? How could I not know this off the top of my head?
I don't know. You've seen this movie 1,000 times.
You make fun of me, but I have some kind of problem with my brain.
100% you have a problem with your brain.
That's not even a...
And I have to live with you, so remember that. So who actually has the problem with their brain? I love you. I don't mean it to sound as mean, but really.
Who's the fool? The fool of the fool?
Fool who follows them.
Deckard and Tyrell are talking about Rachel. They're talking about the fact that she just failed a pretty big test.
I don't want to call it failing.
If you're not human... You're a failure, okay?
I don't want to call it failing.
It ends with Deckard flying around in his space car, in his cop space car.
Space cowboy. Are you going to sing Bowie to us now?
Let me tell you something about...
Bowie's in space?
Let me tell you something about White Zombie, okay? And my favorite song from them that I don't remember the name of, but I heard him say more human than human about 100,000 times. Didn't know it was from this movie.
Seriously?
I didn't see the movie until 2005. The stupid White Zombie song came out when? 94? 95? What was it called?
I don't remember what it's called. Call Anthony.
More human than human. Huh. Drag Master Suck.
Mm-hmm.
Suck drag.
We could do this for about 30 minutes.
What the hell was that song called?
Do you want me to Google it? I unplugged Alexa, you can ask.
Go on to our Facebook page. Go to the group. Go to the happy hour at the White Dragon Noodle Bar on Facebook and tell me what the name of the song is that White Zombie sang.
Dumb he is that he doesn't know it. Because even if I knew it, I'm not telling him at this point because this is way too much fun.
Joseph Turkel.
Mm-hmm.
The brilliant Joseph Turkel. He plays the role of Eldon Tyrell in this movie. He's the mad scientist that created all these replicants. He says Rachel is an experiment, nothing more. What does that mean?
They're testing it out. They're trying to see something.
Testing what out? The Nexus 6 are already out there doing their business.
Listen, every business, if commerce is their goal, like we heard in the last minute, every business is always trying to make it better, right? We had these regular old school TVs, and then I remember hearing about 780, and then there's 720, and then 1080, and now we're like, ooh, 4K, and I'm like...
I think they actually went...
there's beyond that.
I think there's 8K.
Yeah, already. I don't know. All I know is that the hotel we always stay on at vacation now did 4D room projections where the three walls around
Terrible.
You are completely immersive technology.
I stopped at 1080p.
So it's VR without putting on the VR gear.
Christ.
So now when our friends go, they really won't have to leave their hotel room. They can just turn that on and it looks like they're on the beach without being on the beach.
Oh my God.
Which will work for some of our friends.
Why would you want something to be... Oh, well, we just skipped over this question. So what is Rachel? So it doesn't sound like she's a Nexus 6.
She's not a Nexus 6.
That wouldn't be experimental.
No, she's the next level. She's the next level.
And what are you using them
for? 6.5.
What do you need something better than
maybe that?
You got these replicants that are satisfactory across the board. Sexually, work-wise, weapons-wise, you know, security-wise... Roy Batty, Leon Kowalski,
you know what
Chris,
I think.
Zora. They're
you know what
all,
they're
I
doing
think. A bang-up job.
Those are off-world. Tyrell's bringing it back.
They're illegal.
If commerce is your...
They're illegal on Earth.
When you're wealthy enough...
What is she even doing there?
If you're wealthy enough and your corporation is big enough and powerful enough, you make the laws, right? Can we agree on that? That
we haven't seen anything in this movie
no,
to suggest that.
No, but when
that.
We're talking about our world, right?
Okay, yes. Yeah.
When you talk about, let's say...
It's Huffington Post over here.
No, when you talk about, let's say, the phone companies, that they were all broken up into these smaller bells. And what happened in our lifetime?
They all went back
Verizon and AT&T bought up all those small bells and were able to make the big umbrella companies again, which were broken up because they said you couldn't have a monopoly, right?
Yeah.
Yet things like the Time Warner AOL merger passes and Comcast buys Universal... Disney buys Lucasfilm and Marvel, like that's, and Fox, like that's insane that they're allowed to have these huge, big control. I remember those court cases against Bill Gates, like, so clearly.
So you think that Tyrell?
I think he wants to be able to bring
his
back.
Goal is to bring these things
in a way that would work for you as your private butler, as your companion for like the elderly or the lonely. You got to figure this is a very lonely world, right? And if you can afford it, you can get someone who will talk to you and actually like you.
So we've established that the previous Nexus 6 models only have a 4-year lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
You think Rachel is going to suffer the same fate? Why would you make something so beautiful and so perfect, so sweet, and just let it...
Look at nature.
Sit around for four years.
Look at nature. Nature does it too, right?
I'm asking you.
Like, look how long a butterfly lives.
Dude,
like,
it's like I'm nothing. Asking you a question. Do you think she has the same lifespan? Or do you think
yes.
part of the Nexus 7 is yes. to... Or whatever she is. Oh, you think 4 years and you're up.
I don't know if it's 4 years, but I would assume.
You don't think this time you'd want them to be open-ended?
I think...
If he's changing... If you already just compared Tyrell to Comcast, and they can pretty much do whatever they want now. Not whatever they want, you know what I mean. So then wouldn't someone like Tyrell then, with that same attitude and that same power and those same resources, want to...
Stop hitting me!
Because I want you to shut up.
I wasn't saying anything, I was taking a breath.
When you're about to breathe, I can tell you're about to interrupt me.
No, my nose is stuffed.
Well, okay.
I didn't get my tissues here, but I can't blow it in front of the microphone.
You. I tapped your shoulder.
No, like four times in a row, you're like poking me in the bicep.
So you don't think if he has those type of resources, that type of power, he would want them, especially Rachel. Like, she's the only one in his office. He doesn't have like an army of them.
It's easier.
This isn't that stupid Will Smith
movie.
You know,
you keep
saying,
hey,
don't do
that. Wait a second.
You go on and talk sometimes for like 6 minutes straight, and I watch the clock tick.
No, it's not 6 minutes.
Give me my time.
Okay, go ahead.
Give me my time, all right? And then you can take over.
You just keep repeating the same thing over and over.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Because you keep interrupting me.
I didn't interrupt you. You interrupted yourself. I only interrupted you this last time.
Anyway.
You interrupted yourself because you can't hit me in the bicep. It was like four times in a row.
I don't even know what this is. Yeah, you're right. I keep saying, I'm going to have to edit all of this out.
No, it's good.
So yes or no?
I disagree with you.
Do you even remember my question,
yes,
even though I repeated it
yes.
four times?
Do you think she would have a lifespan? You could have said that in like 5 seconds rather than
Yeah, but
three
I was
going
to compare it to something really cool. I was just about to solve...
Yesterday I went
outside. I was just about to solve global warming.
No.
And you stopped it.
You know
I had
what
such
you
a great
like?
Idea.
You know what you sounded like?
What?
When they took my wisdom teeth out and I discovered the mysteries of the universe while watching The Matrix.
While on Tylenol with codeine.
Yeah, because they still used to prescribe that stuff. One pill, I was like, nope, never doing that again. It was completely existential. I really solved the mysteries of the universe.
Why would your motto, your company motto be more human than human?
Because
what's wrong
better.
With humans?
Because they're better. We're flawed, right? If the premise of the movie is we're flawed, we're not strong enough. We don't listen enough. We let our emotions rule us. They're not letting their emotions rule. He wanted to see what would happen with something that's engineered to be perfect physically, also was able to have these emotional responses.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to see what would happen. It doesn't mean he's going to sell it. He just wants... You want to see the process.
Very good. Do you know what movie he was in? Dennis from
what?
Always Sunny?
What?
I just saw him in Serenity, the Firefly
was he
movie.
Really?
Yeah. He got killed.
His other show was really bad.
He was attacked by Reavers and
shot by... It probably offended me because I am a teacher, so AP Bio just offended me. But be that as it may, I think he just wants to see what would happen. And I would assume he did put the same lifespan on it. I called her an it too. I really didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I think he would have put the same lifespan on this next model only because it's easier than trying to put her down afterwards, right? Like, it was a failed experiment. What's he going to do? Take a rifle and shoot her in the head? Take her out back like Lenny?
Right. She just wanted to play with those... She just wanted to... she's going to play with those...
rabbits.
Robotic rabbits,
yeah,
George.
With the owl in the back.
Artificial rabbits. That was the word I was looking for. I just wanted to play with those artificial rabbits, George.
Like, that's... So, I would assume he had the same things
on
her.
So, then the answer... The answer to a question we asked several minutes ago... I wish this was a video podcast because our eldest daughter is sliding her art that she made under the door. Sweetie, you want to come in for a second
and say hi to nice people? No, she's not there.
No, you left. All right, good talk. So then that goes back. I'm reminded of the earliest question. One of the earliest questions we asked was: are they robots? Are they cyborgs? Are they something more? The movie seems to answer that. And we weren't trying to be smart in the beginning. We really wanted to know because Deckard calls them machines.
Skin jobs.
The opening crawl referenced robots, robotic evolution.
Genetically engineered.
But it really seems at this point that they were as close to robots as we can imagine, and they've evolved rather quickly in this world, and that's scary.
I think at the beginning they were robots. Like if anyone has ever seen Bicentennial Man, where
why do I even think that's scary?
Why do you think it's
scary?
Yeah,
why would I think that's scary?
Because then we're obsolete.
Why would a robotic see, I keep using that word, robot.
Okay.
Why would a can I use the word perfected?
Okay.
Version of me be scary? Watch your phone.
I don't know how you want me to answer that question.
I think I just did.
Okay. If anyone's ever seen Bicentennial Man, which I know Peter has not watched that Robin Williams film.
I watched it.
He starts out as a machine, right? And in this quest to be more human, to feel the things that the people who, for inexplicable reasons, he starts to have some kind of feelings for, or I should say an attachment to, he undergoes this quest to try to make himself human. He gets his organs replaced with these biological machinery that were then used in heart transplants and stomach transplants and liver transplants that the whole world is using, and this chemical blood that acts the same way as blood, so they were using it in transfusions. Like, he designed this whole new field.
But he did this, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm going to totally interrupt. He did that to himself because he wanted to be human.
Mm-hmm. But
this is one man making something that was already fine, and he won't stop tweaking. He's George Lucas with the original trilogy.
Don't you want to keep tweaking what you're doing, right? Like, you don't want to get stagnant, and the people who design whatever it is, a pencil, the original pencils had no erasers on it. This is a miracle of God that they put an eraser on a pencil. Could you imagine if they would have just stopped?
So then I'm about to ask and answer another question. So my question would be, aren't you worried that your creation is going to get so close to perfect that it's just not going to need you anymore?
He doesn't worry about that.
No, he doesn't, because he says that in order to control them, we've given them emotions.
And they needed emotions. They had no emotional experience, right? And he said they started to obsess about this. So what he did is he gave that, Deckard was like, memories. You're talking about memories.
Yeah, and that gives them the emotional.
And it's from your memories that you figure out the way you're supposed to respond to these kinds of questions. Like if a wasp is going on your arm, if you have no background, you wouldn't know to kill it because it would hurt you.
Right.
You would just be like, oh, I would gently put it away. But really, you can't do that with a wasp. And the nude girl wouldn't bother you if you've never had anyone cheat on you, or you've never felt jealous or envious or hurt in a relationship. That bothers you if you've been hurt before. So he started to give them these memories so that they can have emotional experience. And Tyrell is really clear that they don't live long enough to really have it. And I assume because of that, he was saying that there's something about, this makes me think there's something about the Nexus 6, right? That even though they have such a short lifespan, it was at that end of it. I think we touched on this before, that they're good enough, these replicants, that they start to have some kind of, they're starting to build memory. And if we let them live longer than 4 years, then yes, they definitely will have that and will have an emotional response. And then we won't be able to control them. It's their lack of emotions that allows us to be in control. That's like a really big deal. Your lack of emotions is what allows me to control you.
And
so if a Nexus 6 lived for 10 years, we'd be screwed.
Yeah, but I think he gave them memories too.
He may have. They never said it though.
Yeah, well, we're going to see Leon very soon.
They never said it though.
Leon has those pictures.
But there's a reason that have this expiration date, because for sure, it's like the sell-by date on cookies. They're not really going bad, but they may taste off after that date.
Hold on, I don't mean to skip ahead, but I will for a second, just to ask a question, and then I won't linger. When later on, when Deckard goes into Leon's apartment and looks through the pictures,
you did the spoilers again.
There are some. It's not a big deal. There are some current pictures, And I think, I don't know if you remember, and if you don't, fine, I'll just forget it. Wasn't there a picture of Leon as a child with, like, his father or something like that?
Well, you assume that's Leon. I don't think that's Leon. I think it's just random people.
He's grasping at something. He just takes pictures. Yeah. Oh, I think you're wrong.
You know, like, 1 hour photo?
Just taking random pictures, yeah.
Okay, so the minute ends with Harrison flying away after having this conversation with Tyrell in his spinner. And you reviewing. Can see he's mentally reviewing.
Not mentally reviewing. He's actually listening to Leon's VK again.
So is that the point where he's listening to it? Because I don't know if he's actually listening to it or thinking about it. They're never like, he could just be mentally. I'm just saying, it does matter.
Splitting hairs.
Actually, later it does matter.
Somewhere in those wide shots of the city, I was reminded in my research, I learned, because they show us as Deckard's flying away from the Tyrell building, there's this beautiful wide shot of the city, of those industrial buildings on the bottom. Somewhere in there, somewhere in the city, I don't know which shot, because it's not easy to catch, is the Millennium Falcon.
Is it?
Yes.
Did anyone find it? I know they talked about it.
I've seen people...
Is it before or after the Coca-Cola billboard?
I think it's... I don't remember. We'll bring it up. We'll keep bringing it up until I think I find it.
Until somebody finds it.
Until I actually think I find it. Because I see people outline it in the dark, but literally they're taking a piece of...
That's like seeing the wharf hanging in the back of Wizard of Oz. Come on.
They're literally taking... The shape of the Millennium Falcon and just drawing it onto just drawing the Millennium Falcon on a black area.
Like the clouds. That looks like a dragon.
Yeah, it sure does.
It really does.
I think we covered some good ground. I think we covered the minute really well. Mm-hmm. My vocabulary is trash on this podcast. What is wrong with me that I can't talk?
It's I know you. It's what do you mean it's me?
I'm an excellent driver and I always know where I'm going.
You are get not in the car, an excellent driver.
You get in the
driver.
Car with me and I don't know which way is That's west not, or east.
First
and I'm
off,
an excellent speaker. I took a speech class
I'm
in
sure
college.
I'm sure everybody took a speech
really,
class
really
in college.
Well.
Everybody took a speech
and,
class
and
in
I
college.
And I get on this.
I'll do you one better. I didn't have to take the speech class because I was able to be exempt from it. But that's not the point. I'm the only one who will complain about your driving. Everyone else is just like, it's fine, bro. And they're probably so drunk.
It's fine, bro. I love the bro part. I love how you
Because who else would you drive with?
I love how you picture me in my IROC.
Wait a second. Who else would you drive with?
On Staten Island.
Who else would you drive with?
Bro.
How many? Count your bros.
I got this bro. I got that bro.
Do we want to give them a nickname?
Like, no, you want to call it? It's a name?
No, you call it.
I'm saying, you got anything else? Because I'm done. I got no more
yeah.
minutes. I ain't got more minutes.
Come on, I got...
All right.
That's the clock.
Okay. Love you.